No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the trainer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Dennis. We are your crew for Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Literally a week away from the big show. 50-year anniversary of Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida, happening next week. If things go as planned, we're going to have as many as three shows over the next 3 weeks after this one from Sun and Fun, because there is so much to cover, a lot going on. We plan to check in with Gene Conrad, the big kahuna of Sun and Fun, here in just a bit, and we'll give you the latest news and information when it comes to coming in for the big show. It's going to be awesome, so we'll get a firsthand report from him in just a bit. But before we do that, Dennis and I, we got to circle back and talk a little bit more about what's been happening with Boeing, United. Last week we talked about it quite a bit, and I was just saying that, hey, United needs a break. I mean, if this is purely a situation where, boy, they have just had a plethora of stories that have given them, a tough time over the last, I'd say, at least couple months. I mean, they've just been on a winning streak of bad publicity. And, and the blame is it United? Is it Boeing? Is it something else? And, we talked about it quite a bit last week. And do you have how do you feel about it today, Dennis, after we've passed a week, other than like there was a big turbulence story on a United flight
that was Boeing's fault, too.
Well,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
That's really how all of this seems to be. The media has just jumped on. Is there an airplane problem? It could be an Airbus, but it's still Boeing's problem.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And I felt bad for him. I have. I was like, all this stuff probably isn't United's fault, but I don't know. I don't know what the real answer is.
But it might be.
It could be. But I did hear another discussion this week on one of the mainstream media channels, where a bunch of pilots called into a talk show, and they were talking about how they felt it was maintenance issues. It wasn't Boeing. It wasn't United. It was really the oversight and the maintenance not being properly regulated, possibly by the FAA. These were like retired pilots who were calling into this talk show, and they had a pretty good discussion on it. Like, look, we have all these safeguards put in place, and none of these incidents that have come to light over the last couple of months should have happened, because they should have been caught in quality control oversight from the FAA or inspectors and things like that. And for whatever reason, they're falling through the cracks. What do you think, Dennis?
Well, the FAA doesn't come in and overlook what United's maintenance is doing.
Right. So who is it?
United,
Department of Transportation or what?
No. The United is responsible for their own maintenance. They have a program in place. If a mechanic works on the airplane, he's supposed to have a supervisor or a director or somebody comes in to check that work was done. There's always, some sort of a cross-check type of a thing. Mm-hmm. The FAA's job is to come in and audit that is happening.
Mm, okay.
And so most likely what's happening here is things have gotten comfy and cozy. The FAA hasn't had the amount of resources necessary to go in and monitor compliance with the processes. I mean, you're not supposed to go out to the plane unless you have a work card that shows you exactly what you're supposed to be doing in the order you're supposed to do it. So that way you don't forget to torque the bolts or whatever is necessary.
Right.
And somebody's supposed to check off you did it. Well, that's not the FAA's fault. The FAA's fault is not making sure that the United's mechanics are doing their job. And then is that coming from upstream, that United isn't hiring enough or maybe can't hire enough mechanics because there's a shortage there? And that's probably more crucial than in the cockpit.
Mm-hmm.
So, all of these things are cascading together. So, though there's a push for more oversight of the airlines and maintenance, there's a push for more mechanics. All of that could be contributing to this. But it all comes from leadership, too. If they're not willing to spend the money to hire mechanics and retain them, well, who's to blame?
Yeah. Well, and the weird element to this, it's all been kind of directed at United because they've been the ones having all the issues.
Or they've been blaming Boeing for it, which,
yeah.
You know, for a problem with a tire falling off on a 20-year-old airplane, that's not a Boeing problem. That is a maintenance problem.
You would think. But, you know, once again, these retired pilots were saying that, there could be some maintenance issues, United, Boeing. But once again, the FAA is supposed to oversight and you know, keep these guys in line. And somebody's not doing their job. That was their take on this whole thing. And I was like, I don't know what to think about this. And, it was an interesting conversation. Because, you know, we brought it up before that you could go upstream in that sense. But I don't know. I guess we'll know when we know, or we'll never know for sure. And these will just kind of solve themselves. Like you said, we're going on a 2-week run where we haven't had a wheel fall from the sky. So maybe there's been enough incidents to make sure, you know, the guys upstairs or up the food chain in that regard are crossing their T's and dotting their I's a little bit better so this stuff doesn't happen. You think?
Possibly. Or just the fact that there's so many flights every day that go on routinely without a problem that it really does prove that our processes and whatnot are safe. I mean, we are in one of the safest periods for commercial air transport. I mean, think right. about it. It just becomes so routine, we don't even think about it. And that when something odd like that happens, all of a sudden it's mainstream news and they're jumping all over it like a dog on a bone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like a shark attack. Guilty. Here we are. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So true. So true. Well, and I hope that streak continues. And maybe this was a wake up call in that whole system that will tighten it up a little bit. So they don't have any major incidents. I mean, not that those weren't major, but at least, you know, nobody was hurt, you know, where we didn't have deaths or anything like that. You know, losing a tire, losing a door, bad, that's pretty bad. I don't want to downplay those incidents necessarily. But, you know, it wasn't like the planes fell out of the sky. They crashed or something like that. So
the tire didn't take out someone's dog in the yard or something crazy, you know.
Well, there's that. Yes. But
the poor unattended car that was crushed in the parking lot.
Right.
You know, we feel sorry for the guy coming back and finding that. But, in the grand scheme of things, pretty mild.
Yeah. Yeah. So true. So true. But I wonder if I know that's going to be major scuttlebutt, major discussions around the campfires there at Sun and Fun next week. Wouldn't you agree? This is going to be story number one or two, I would say, when you're talking around.
Most likely. You know, get a bunch of pilots all talking together. It's going to wind up becoming a rant, especially if you get some former retired airline guys and some margaritas in them. Yeah.
It's like, back in the day, that never happened when I was in charge. Right. Yeah, you know that's going to be the case. That'll just make it that much more entertaining, for sure. And like I said, Sun and Fun, it's 50-year anniversary. And it's going to be major. And you're bringing in the campers. Just Plain Radio will be there at least during the week, right? That's the idea?
That is still the plan, yep.
Okay.
I intend to get up there the weekend prior just so we can get our spot staked out and, you know, basically get ready to hit it full power as soon as Tuesday opens up.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we'll be there for the first part of the week. We won't be there through the weekend, but if you see a Just Plain Radio banner on a camper, on a big old motorhome, well, you'll know that's the crew.
Stop in,
we're say here. Hi, and we'll compare notes, and and if you like us, you can take a picture. If you don't, well, just
you can still take a picture.
Yeah, I guess. Don't hate us because you ain't us. Is that what they say?
Well, somebody says it.
Okay, that's it. Yeah, but it's going to be the center of the aviation universe next week in Lakeland, Florida. 50-year anniversary of Sun and Fun. Gene Conrad is the big kahuna. He's the one in charge. We're going to get him next and get the latest updates on what you can expect at this major event for pilots. It's the spring break of aviation. That's coming up next on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplaneradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
$6 in my right nut says we're not landing in Chicago.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along. Captain Dennis, we're your crew navigating the latest aviation news and information and getting ready for Sun and Fun. 50-year anniversary this next week kicks off Tuesday. Lakeland, Florida, we got Gene Conrad, the big kahuna from Sun and Fun, on Just Plane Radio to give us the last-minute details. How you doing, Gene?
We are good. Thanks, guys, for having me on again. We appreciate it. We are just putting the final touches on the site, getting everything ready to go for our 50th celebration. I am sorry for the people that will not be joining us this year, because you are going to have complete FOMO, fear of missing out. You are going to be missing the big show, and you know, but it's going to be awesome. And, you know, we're looking for a great crowd this year to celebrate our 50th and celebrate aviation and see all of our friends.
Yeah. Now, I know we've talked to you before, you know, as you were preparing for this, and you're down to the wire now. What's going to be different? I mean, I know there's like there's going to be the major nighttime fireworks show on Wednesday. That's is it going to be the same exact you know, explosions and everything that you get on Saturday night generally, or what?
Yeah, well, there's a lot different this year. So first, I'll just start with, you know, we have a record number of exhibitors this year. So, you know, if you're wanting to find that company, that new airplane, that new engine, that those new avionics packages, whatever it is, they're all going to be here. So, you know, they're coming in force this year. But, you know, our entertainment, just the production that we're putting on this year, the daily air show each day from Tuesday to Sunday is 1 to 5. The night air shows Wednesday and Saturday night, both nights, Wednesday and Saturday, full fireworks.
Nice.
So when we're talking about fireworks, it's not your typical municipally run, you know, we just have to throw up some fireworks and it's done in 10 minutes and everybody goes home. This is ground-based pyro, fireworks, airplanes, and two other elements that will be surprises that I can't share yet, because we want you guys to be here.
Okay.
See it? world-class stuff, you know, and then opening night concert on the Warbird Ramp with Dylan Scott and special guest Sarah Evans on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. And then we have our Sunset Aerial Circus, always exciting, down there at Paradise City, Grass Strip, Stoll Invitational, Arrhythmia, the Paramotors, 3 DRCs, something for everybody, all day, all night entertainment. It's going to be an epic year.
I love the sound of this. I'm so looking forward to it. Now, we're going to be there through the week for sure. So Tuesday night's the big kickoff concert. So the 6 p.m. concert with Sarah Evans and what's the other guy? What's his name again?
Dylan Scott.
So that's just included with price of admission to Sun and Fun on Tuesday?
Yeah, you come on, get here at 9 a.m., you buy your ticket. If you're an EA or AAPA member, you know, it's $40, so there's a discount. You get all-day entertainment. So you get everything, all the exhibits, daily air show, get some good food, and then enjoy the concert, and then go home at 9 o'clock, and then come back the next day.
I love it. And I will tell you, you know, the fireworks on Saturday night, generally at Sun and Fun, you know, I'm a little jaded. I mean, I grew up in Cincinnati. We used to have this Labor Day fireworks thing on the Ohio River that was massive every year. And, you know, we're in Orlando, Florida. So, you know, Disney, Universal do the fireworks stuff every night. But I got to say, the fireworks that they do at Sun and Fun, generally just on Saturday nights, are impressive. I mean, it is, like you said, this isn't just a small little display. This is massive. Whether you're an aviation enthusiast or not, the family, anybody who likes to blow stuff up, and I would say everyone listening right now is in that category, is going to be impressed. And you say there's a couple other surprises you can't tell us.
And it's all choreographed to music. So all of it is choreographed to music. And then there's two additional elements that we haven't done, and I'll tell you as well, that have not been done at AirVenture either.
Oh.
All wrapped into the fireworks, ground-based pyro, the aircraft line, and these two other elements. No one has seen this stuff yet, so hopefully it all works, right?
Yeah.
You know, but it'll be awesome.
Well, I took a glance at the weather so far, you know, looking towards the future, it looks pretty good. That's always a good sign, too.
Knock on wood two times.
Right.
So,
but ticket sales. What about crowd? They expect to break records this year. I'm guessing that's going to happen.
Yeah, we're about 40% ahead of where we were this time last year. Last year we were 50% ahead. So because, you know, new ticketing system and all that, but we are way ahead at this point. So all signs are pointing to, you know, a great week for us. And, you know, the big thing is to everybody's participation in our event. The net proceeds from the fly-in go back in the Aerospace Center for Excellence and all of our educational programming the other 51 weeks out of the year. So when you come here and you're spending money, we are very, very thankful again because, you know, you're helping our families and our kiddos here in Central Florida, you know, to, you know, introduce them to aviation and STEM and, you know, keep this industry going and get that next generation excited about what the opportunities exist for them.
Right. Now, you know, it's Saturday before the show. There's a lot of campers already set up. I mean, the city's been built, and but people coming in here last minute or they want to fly in, you got any last minute tips or suggestions for what they should do?
Big thing for our flying friends, get that NOTAM, study the NOTAM, be prepared. You know, the FAA, there's a new approach this year, right? So it doesn't start at Lake Parker. So if you're a Sun and Fun vet, you know, you always, we always start at Lake Parker, not this year. You will eventually get there, but the approach starts at over the top of Fantasy of Flight, a little bit northeast of Lake Parker on I-4, Fantasy of Flight. So if you know Kermit Weeks, that's his place. So the approach starts there, then goes to what we call Sun Track. So it looks like a giant, you know, race car track on the ground. And then from Sun Tracks, you head to the north shore of Lake Parker and look for the smokestack. So new approach this year, kind of like AirVenture. You know, they years ago, they stretched out the approach. We're doing the same thing here. You know, because everybody rendezvousing at Lake Parker, it gets quite busy there, lots of volume of aircraft. So we want to separate everybody out, make it as safe as possible, obviously. So study the NOTAM, watch that video, and you know, be prepared and check your fuel. Make sure you got plenty of fuel, you know, as you're coming in as well.
And good walking shoes, because once you get to the site, expect to do a little walking. They got all kinds of trams and ways to, you know, assist with that. But probably the earlier you can get to the site each day, the better, at least, you know, parking wise. And there's no, you know, limit on parking. It just, if you get there later, you might have a little bit longer walk.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Get here early. If you don't, like you just said, you know, you probably have to walk a little further. But again, we have our tram system that's set up. If you're a little bit, you know, you need a little extra assistance because it's a long day, we do have kind of like wheelchairs, but they're not. Once you get in a supermarket, right?
Exactly.
You know, to help you around if you need a little assistance. But again, we have our trams available as well. And hey, bring your fold up chairs. You can even rent little wagons. So if you bring several chairs in, you can rent those wagons just to drag everything around. We put up more shade tents this year too. So at tram stops, with benches, so you're not just waiting in the sun, you know, so you can get in the shade, sit down for a little bit. You know, the big thing too this year, Future in Flight Plaza, and in there we've got Innovation Showcase, Junior Aces, Career Fair, Flight Sim Experience, all air-conditioned tents. Catch a little break from the sun, you know, and get ready for the daily air show and whatnot. So, well, lots of activities, fun this year.
50-year anniversary, Sun and Fun, flysnf.org is the website. Gene, we will see you there, buddy.
Can't wait to see y'all. Be safe, and let's have a great week. Appreciate y'all.
We got more coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
What are you doing in first class?
So, the pilot was from Pakistan. I said, hey, I know a guy from Pakistan. I work with him. And then he said, hey, why don't you come to the front and sit in the big chairs?
But that's me. I'm the guy from Pakistan.
I told him that, and then he put me here.
Okay, but I, the guy from Pakistan,
right,
I'm back in economy.
Sir, you're going to need to take your seat. And Captain Bashir wanted you to have these samosas his mother made.
Oh, no, thank you.
At the airport terminal, the planes are landing. The sky's so high and the ground's so low, and I think I'm dying, but I'm just being born. The airport terminal, the planes are landing, and through the terminal we all shall go.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along with Captain Dennis, getting ready for Sun and Fun next week. Once again, two or three shows probably over the next few weeks will air as we produce them at Sun and Fun in Lakeland. So if you're unfortunate enough to be one of those folks suffering from FOMO, is that what it is, a fear of missing out? We'll try to cover the base for you a little bit here on Just Plain Radio over the next several weeks and give you an idea how the event went. But I think it's going to be a huge success. I'm very much looking forward to it. Now, Dennis and myself both will be there at least during the week, but we're not flying in. You're not going to fly your plane in. You're not going to have your son fly in the Mooney or anything, I guess, Dennis, or what?
No, we're just going to bring the RV back up again because, you know, that's more important to have a all the comforts of home. If we're going to spend a week at the grounds and walk our butts off, we're going to need some place to park and recover, I think.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, the weather looks like it could be pretty good, but, you know, I think it could be getting a little toasty in the afternoon again this year. We'll see. We'll see how the weather holds up. But if you have that little break, because Dennis brings the RV in and has air conditioning, you're like, oh, hell yeah. And that is a relief
Yeah, between that and coconut flyers, I think we'll have our breaks pretty well spread out to be able to, keep hydrated and comfortable.
We've been doing this a while, so we have a way to make the best of Sun and Fun. And, you know, it is a massive event, and you got to plan it out a little bit so you don't overdo it, you know, because you could easily end up walking too much and dogs will start barking and you get miserable and your back hurts from standing all day. But, you know, you learn these little ways to manage around and take a break here and there, and just it ends up just being an awesome, awesome time. But just, yeah, wear good walking shoes, stay hydrated, you know, wear sunscreen, that kind of stuff. That's pretty basic. But just go with the right attitude to have a good time. I know you might have to walk a while to get to where you want to go, but just take breaks. Take plenty of breaks. There's no hurry, you know, and there's so much to see. So I'm very much looking forward to it. So you're not going to take the plane out there though. But there has been some news, at least this week, getting ready for Sun and Fun with, a student you're working with. It has bought a Mooney too, or what? What happened?
Yeah, there's a massive explosion here in the Fort Myers area with Mooney owners. You know, I have
Mooneyacs are coming out of the woodwork, huh?
Well, you know, people found out it's a good airplane, and so they're I don't know, maybe I'm to blame for this, but you know, a couple of years ago, a friend of mine bought one and is keeping it down in Naples. Had a neighbor here in the air park that just bought one about 6 months ago.
Yeah,
and now I get a call from my insurance broker asking me if I'm available to do a checkout for another person that bought a Mooney 201 in the Fort Myers area. So, of course, so now we got at least four Mooney 201s that I'm now personally flying in.
Well,
so.
You're a trendsetter, I guess. Hey. Or, you know, you start doing this show, people hear about it and like, well, he's got a Mooney. Let's talk to Dennis.
He's got the right idea.
Yeah.
It's cheap. It's fast. It sips gas. I mean, what can't you like? Oh, yeah, you don't like the amount of baggage it carries.
But, yeah, well, you know. Well, it's just slightly small when you throw in all the dive gear that Dennis and I like to take. So me and him can go, but if we want to bring
anyone
else.
It's a two-seater. For our practical purposes, it's a two-seater.
Yeah, that is true.
And maybe that's what we should do next time. We should just own that, and I'll just pop the back seats out. It doesn't take long. Fold the seat backs down, and
throw
we'd
gear
have that
back
whole
there.
Back. Yeah,
we're
make it much
go.
Easier.
Yeah, yeah. I got that article you sent me about, or the video you sent me about the stone crabs. So, yeah, Dennis was teasing me, like, hey, dude, you know, it's stone crab season in Florida. We got to do a run. And I'm like, yeah, okay, we'll make that happen. But maybe, that's
lobster season may be over for now until July. But we definitely have stone crab season until the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is.
Right. I think
but,
that is
yes.
Correct. Yeah.
The best food review show or best ever food show review show ever. He did a couple of episodes recently where he's been flying up and down the East Coast trying to sample all the best seafood, and he wound up here in Florida and down in the Keys and was trying out both Caribbean lobster tail and stone crabs. And of course, I couldn't think of anybody that would appreciate this more than Greg.
True. Actually, you know what? Okay, here's your mission if you choose to accept it, Captain Dennis. So you're down there in Fort Myers, getting ready to bring the RV up to Lakeland.
Oh, I already know where this is going. Let me guess.
Yes,
would you make a run to Everglades City?
Yes,
go pick
come
up some
on,
stone
go
crabs
grab
and
a
bring
big old
to Sun and Fun?
Bucket of those jumbos.
You know, that's not a bad idea.
You know, we get your jumbo stone crabs and RV Tom's frozen margaritas. Where we'll be good to go.
Hey, you know, we're not going to starve at this air show. I've been trying to work on the menu a little bit. You
oh,
know?
Really?
Okay. We just got done with Easter, right? So all the grocery stores have had, you know, deals on all the Easter-type foods.
Oh, we're going to have chocolate overload?
No. No, I went for things like prime rib because it was dirt cheap. So I'm going to bring a prime rib up to eat.
Wow.
You know, things like that. So stone crab, prime rib, why not? You know,
I like the way you think.
We don't have to have hot dogs and hamburgers if you plan ahead of time.
Yeah. Well, that,
and it's still cheap.
That gives you the flexibility when you do the RV thing or you're camping out under the wing. I mean, the food they have at Sun and Fun actually is really good. I mean, they got some barbecue places there that we hit every year that never fail to amaze me how good they are. You know, it's not like your typical crappy fair food. They actually have some pretty good stuff there at Sun and Fun in Lakeland. But I digress. This isn't just plain food. We kind of got off on a tangent there a little bit, but you know, you gotta take those opportunities when you get them. So, yeah, sounds like you got the mission covered. I like the way you think there, Dennis. But getting back to your situation with your student, so the insurance company called you and asked you to do a checkout for this guy. So
right.
what do you get out
typical.
Of it?
What do I get out of it?
Yeah.
I get to make sure that this person that's buying this Mooney knows how to fly it properly.
Okay.
And that's really the whole point. I mean, he's certainly rated for the airplane, single engine land, complex endorsement. Legally, he can go out and fly it. Mm-hmm. But most insurance companies require you to get a couple of hours in the airplane with an instructor that's familiar with it to help teach you the nuances of flying that particular plane.
Right.
Even, you know, you notice that, you know, certain things are done differently with the Mooney, the power settings and air speeds and things like that. Mm-hmm. Then there's some techniques that you can learn to fly the airplane better so that you don't wind up, you know, flailing around for the first 50 hours trying to figure out how to fly this thing. You know, you get off to a good start and comfortable with the airplane, makes you safer and a
sure.
better pilot.
Okay. Well,
as an instructor though, I'm in a conundrum too, because I've never seen this airplane before. I know how my airplane's maintained. I know everything. So when I come up to a new airplane, the first thing I want to do is go through it with the owner and make sure that, you know, all the maintenance and everything's up to date. And this guy did a top-notch job. He, instead of a pre-purchase inspection, he actually went and hired a mechanic to do a full annual as his pre-purchase. So that was all taken care of, the pedostatic checks, everything's all done. So from a maintenance perspective, this airplane is signed off, it's legit, it's legal. So then we hopped into the cockpit to start looking at all the paperwork, because, you know, the airplane may be mechanically sound,
yeah,
but if the paperwork doesn't
match,
say, you know, doesn't match, you're still not airworthy. And do you remember, this is a test question for you, what are the required documents that you have to have on board an airplane?
You have to have all the paperwork. You have your POH and all that.
Do you remember
stuff?
That's part of it. The aero, the airworthiness, the registration. So we'll talk about this when we come back from the commercial.
There you go. That's next on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can see where flying can open up a whole new world of opportunities in business and recreation.
And getting to see the kids whenever we want to.
Oh, I should say. Besides, I like to fly.
And so do I.
Well, good. Then let's get back at it, huh?
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis. Getting ready for sun and fun. The eclipse is Monday, right before the show starts. I'm sure that'll be a topic of discussion. People sharing their eclipse stories and their aircraft on their way to sun and fun. See, and we'll get the lowdown on that, I would imagine. Well, maybe
it'll
we'll
be interesting to see how much of the eclipse we can actually see here in Florida.
I mean,
we're not in the path of totality, but it sounds like we're going to get a pretty good darkening during the day, so that'll still be kind of cool to watch from the air show grounds.
Absolutely, yeah. And we'll see if people logged any nighttime, you know, air
in
time.
The daytime.
Yeah, in the daytime. But we'll save that for next week. We're talking about Dennis's. Well, his student bought a Mooney. The insurance company called him, said, "Hey, do a checkout on this guy." So you met him, you got the plane, it was all up to date, he had had his annual, and then you opened up the paperwork in the airplane, and it was missing or wasn't up to date or what exactly, Dennis?
Well, that's what I'm asking you. You know, I was very happy, Greg, that you actually picked off one of the required documents. You remembered something from the training. So do you remember what the rest of that, what was the mnemonic for the required documents that you have to have on board? Do you remember that?
Well, you mean the aero?
exactly. acronym. Right.
That's twice now in the same show. This is awesome, Greg.
I can remember from 5 minutes ago.
It's starting to come back.
Slowly. Sometimes I need a little refresher here and there. But, yeah, no, I remember that part. You got to have the paperwork for the airplane to prove FAA that you your plane is airworthy, right?
Exactly. So what's the first thing in the aero?
Aviation.
No.
Airworthiness.
There you go. The airworthiness certificate.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next item?
R for registration.
Very good.
Yeah.
And then you already mentioned the operating handbook. That's the W. And so then what, or sorry, the O. And then the W is what?
Weight and balance.
Very paperwork. Good.
Yeah. There we go. See?
So
I was digging around up there. Required. It came
Yeah. Those are the four required. And so we went into the tail cone of the airplane, which is where the Mooney has the all those documents kind of tucked away.
Yeah.
Registration was there. There's no airworthiness. Mm. And I looked at him and he looks at me just in a panic.
Yeah.
It was there. I know it was there.
Uh-oh.
But so at some point during all of this maintenance and all of the show and tell and things that they were doing, you know, with the previous owner of the airplane, the mechanics and everything, they must have taken the documents out to review everything.
Yeah.
And it got misplaced.
And it did get put back in there.
So we couldn't fly. And he's gone through everything at home and he's struggling and can't find it yet. And I'm sure it will show up eventually. But in the meantime, we decided to just skip the whole process here and went right to the FISDO up in Tampa, went on the website and filled out the forms and have started doing the paperwork. Should take them about 24 to 48 hours to get us a replacement certificate, and then we should be good to go. Mm. But the reason I wanted to bring that up is it's a great, you know, public service announcement for pilots everywhere. If you're flying in somebody else's airplane, it's really on you to make sure that everything's legit. And it's not just, did you check the oil and that the flight controls are clean? Those documents do need to be checked because what happens if the FAA is sitting there when you land and they go to look for that airworthiness certificate, it's not there. Well, that's on you. Mm-hmm. You flew an illegal unairworthiness airplane.
Yeah.
Even though it was checked and the previous owner swears that that was in there and they remember looking at it, you can't prove it. It's not legit. It's not legal.
Does a digital copy count for something like that? Like if you took a picture of it with your phone as a backup kind of thing?
You have to have the physical. It has to be there.
Right.
Now, the real irony of it is back in those days, this is a 1984 airplane.
Yeah.
So it was an index card that was printed out and that was it. Now you're going to get a PDF. So theoretically, the PDF would meet the requirement, but just to make sure everybody's safe, mm-hmm. we print it out and you put it in the plane just like before. But if you lose it again, you have the PDF. You can just go print another one out. It's not like it needs to be signed in wet ink by the FAA.
Right. Well, that's what I'm wondering is like if you have this stuff in your plane, you know, certificates and things like that, you should have a digital backup anyway, just as a good plan of attack, you think?
It's not a bad idea. I mean, things like the registration nowadays, you can get that electronically and print it out. And now the airworthiness, if you go through the replacement process, but the original, you can't just go and make a photocopy and keep it. It has to be the original unless you've gotten the new replacement ones. Then
And I guess I'm going back to your situation where you had to submit for a new one. If you would have had a copy, would have you been able to submit that for the thing that would expedite the process or no? You think?
Yeah, it would have if we had a copy of it. That might help speed things up. But based on the situation I ran into a little over a year ago with another student, it wasn't that big of a process. It took us less than a day to get the paperwork from the FAA, which, I mean, that's impressive for, you know, any government agency to be able to turn something around that fast.
Right. But going back to the insurance company reached out to you to do this for this guy and connected you, right? You didn't know him before this?
No, I had never met him. I didn't know that the guy was even buying the plane. And that's, I think, the value of developing a relationship with your broker. You know, when you own an airplane, you guys have a rapport. It's not just hey, I'm sending you a check every year for the airplane. They know you, what you're doing. He knew I was an instructor. I knew a Mooney 201, you know, fly a Mooney 201.
Right.
So he was able to leverage that and help his new client
yeah,
be able to find a appropriate instructor that's got experience in that airplane. So
were you able to leverage that for a lower premium for you?
Of course not.
They give you a hat or a shirt or anything, coffee cup?
Oh, I've gotten plenty of hats and shirts from Parker over the years. So thank you again to Parker at Airspeed Agency. So it was nice of him to think of me with this guy. And like I said, I'm just happy that, you know, we've got another Mooney in the neighborhood. So now we can have a four-ship Mooney formation fly out somewhere.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure a bunch of them are flying into Sun and Fun and doing their typical formation.
Well, I'm just thinking, arrival. You know, a Taco Tuesday. We'll just have the Moonies take over on a Taco Tuesday now. All, you know, we got four of them now right here in the Fort Myers, Naples area.
Sure, sure. Now, is this the guy that you're helping out? Is he going to be at Sun and Fun? Is he coming up there to find some stuff for his new
plane? Yes, he will. Yep. He's already, you know, making plans to be up there and researching what he's going to wind up buying next for his new airplane. You know how that goes.
Yeah. Well, minus the certificate, did you look at his plane and go, dude, you want to do a trade?
No.
No, it wasn't that good.
No, not that there's anything wrong with his, but I like mine. Yeah. I know where it's at.
Well,
I like my engine. I like my avionics. Mm-hmm. Would I like some other things in there? Of course. And that's what Sun and Fun's for.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm very happy with 6.3 Zulu, and I really don't see wanting to change anything.
Paint job, you've named it after your wife, Dory. I mean, you got Just Plain Radio on there. What else would you want to do? Did he have anything on his Mooney that you're like, you know what? I would kind of like that on mine, or not so much. What do you think?
Yeah, he's got the step. Believe it or not,
my airplane
doesn't have a step on the back. You have to, reach up all the way from the ground to the back of the wing.
Yeah.
For some reason, Mooney deleted the rear step for a couple of years in the early 80s, and then they put it back.
Yeah.
Now, in theory, I can argue that my airplane's, you know, one knot faster than a comparable airplane because it doesn't have that little bit of drag.
Right.
But I don't know that I can fly that precise to see that difference. Mm-hmm. I think I personally wouldn't mind just having the step on there to make it easier for people that aren't familiar with, you know, general aviation low wing airplanes to be able to step up on the wing.
Okay. But meantime, no avionics on there on his that you're like, I want to get that.
He's Garmin equipped. He's got the Garmin 430 and stuff like that in there. So he's got a decent set of avionics in there that'll serve him quite well.
So you had panel envy a little bit?
No, it's comparable to what I have.
Okay. All right. He's good with what he got. I'm trying to get him jelly, but it's not working. We'll wait till we get to Southern Fun in Lakeland. Then I'll be jealous. Then I'll be able to poke them a little more. All right. No, we'll wrap it up. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plain Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlainRadio.com.